16 minutes to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, I've just been reading that over in England, where things are a bit tough at the moment, there's been a return to what we used to think of as Tupperware parties.
Oh, no.
to save people going out for the evening like they were able to do when things were good.
Ah, yes. Well, that makes sense.
And there's a sense of community. And the most popular, it's not Tupperware anymore. It's Jamie Oliver wear.
Really?
Apparently they show a video of Jamie in action. The women go over to a friend's house and they have drinks and nibbles. And then they suggest you can buy anything. They usually buy in the stock of things like ceramic rice steamers and olive oil drizzlers, etc.
He is amazing.
Yes.
He has spread his tentacles right around the world, even as far as Ipswich in Queensland. And I went to visit his Jamie's Ministry of Food there when I was in Queensland last week. I went to week 10 of their cooking course. Now, these classes are run under his brand name to teach people the basics of cooking. And I actually landed there on the last day of the course. It was week 10, and there were four students, and they were all making a really very delicious, I must say, roast chicken dish. They were stuffing it with the lemon, and they had all the... They were preparing the vegetables, and when I arrived, actually, there was this delicious aroma wafting out of the room. Yes, so he is everywhere. And in fact, because I was a little bit late, they just finished watching a video of him up on screen. They show a video in the first week to introduce the people to the classes, and in the last week to congratulate them for finishing off. And there he is up on the wall, chatting away. You know, making lots of comments. He's certainly very likable.
And he's going to open one, I believe, down in Geelong in Victoria.
Yes, I think that there's one due to open very shortly, and they're also looking for a site in Sydney as well. And look, these classes are just $10 a class. They go for an hour and a half each, and they really do teach the fundamentals of cooking. And, you know, I think that's actually what we need. We might have all these amazing cooking shows on television, MasterChef, etc., which are aspirational cooking, but a lot of people actually just don't know the fundamentals of cooking, and that's really what we all need to learn.
And that's what Jamie does, is it?
Yes, at his Ministry of Food, that's what he's doing, yes.
Now, I start the day, they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Uh-huh.
What was this you were telling me the other day about a new apple that doesn't... I sometimes only have half. I put the rest in the fridge, and by the next day it's gone discoloured.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well...
But not this one?
No, not this one. I only came across it last week, and it's a shame I hadn't discovered it a bit earlier because it's just about to fade out. It's a new apple called Kanzi, K-A-N-Z-I. It's the fastest growing new variety in Europe in terms of popularity, and I can understand why. It's juicy, crisp and tart, and has a really good flavour. It's a combination of the Gala, which is quite juicy, and the Braeburn, which sort of has a tangy flavour. So they've combined those two. It's been in Europe for about 5 or 6 years, as I said, very popular. Just arrived here in March this year, and a few greengrocers still have a few of them left. So if you see the sticker, K-A-N-Z-I, I suggest that you have a go, because it really is very delicious.
Okay, now I believe you've got a
sushi... It's not a delicious apple, by the way.
Now, you're going to give us a sushi recipe. I mean, you don't cook sushi, so what's the recipe?
No, I'm not going to give you a recipe for sushi, actually. The recipe I'm giving you is Jamie's for the roast chicken today.
Oh.
No, what happened was I went to see this film that all the foodies have sort of been talking about for quite a while called Jiro Dreams of Sushi. Now, Jiro is a 3 Michelin-star sushi chef based in Tokyo. He has been making sushi since he was 10 years old. He's now 85. And look, it is truly amazing to watch him at work. He's like a monk. It's sort of like watching Zen in motion. And his apprentices, they massage the octopus for 50 minutes, and one of them had to make egg sushi, had to do it 200 times over before it was, you know, to Jiro's standards of perfection. Both his sons have followed him into the business, and he's now a living national treasure in Japan. It's a real art form, and his dedication to his art is just extraordinary. He believes that you must fall in love with your work and devote your whole life to perfecting it.
I agree with him, yes.
Okay, sounds a bit like you, I was going to say that, yeah.
What is your recipe?
Okay, my recipe is for the roast chicken, Jamie's roast chicken. And look, just one last thing very quickly. Flavours of the South Festival is happening down in the Southern Highlands this weekend, June 8th, 9th and 10th. And there's a very delicious producer's lunch taking place at the Mount Ashby Vineyard. I know they still have places available, so take a look at the website. And they've got a lovely charcuterie plate. They've got a beef bourguignon pie, which sounds perfect for this cold weather. And delicious desserts as well, all accompanied by their wines.
Mount
Ashby Vineyard, which is in Nowra Road at Mossvale.
A-S-H-B-Y.
A-S-H-B-Y. But there's a festival happening all weekend down in the Southern Highlands.
Your recipe?
Roast chook. Jamie's roast chook with stuffed with the lemon.
And it's on your website?
Yes, sheridanrogers.com.au.
Talk to you next
week. Okay, bye.